Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at one of our favorite places, guys, Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come on through and hang out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you. We'll be here until 6 tonight. Again, 5380 Windy Bagwell Parkway. Want to remind you guys also that we've got wall-to-wall coverage this Monday, Falcons-Bills game starting at 11 a.m. Mm. Special broadcast at the Signia by Hilton Hotel. Mike and I will be there. Along with Randy McMichael from
the Nest.
Nest.
Yeah. Yes.
The Nest on 4. And we're going to be up there from 11 to 3, having a good time, getting you ready. And then you've got all the pregame stuff with Andy and obviously Joe Patrick leading you into the Falcons pregame show. But come out, man, if you can, and join us 11 to 3 at Signia by Hilton. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's going to be Monday, Mike. Looking forward to it.
Right on, man. Going to be a lot of fun. We were talking earlier about the video that had the picture that went crazy today, and it was trending on social media about Joe Flacco, and then we're finding it's a Fugazi.
So apparently this was posted, I guess, originally taken in 2023.
On one of Joe's other trips to another team he's played since leaving the Ravens.
Probably. Well, hell, he could have been going to the islands. Who knows?
Or it might have been his first trip to Cleveland before. Remember, he was Cleveland, then he was right. Out, then he's back.
He's back. Yeah, but anyways, Big O was saying, hey, man, I think this picture, the guy said on the post that he took this or that it was taken back in 23. Then you're misleading everybody because you're thinking that this was taken today on the plane. And by the way, the Bengals, I guess they've already put pictures out. Maybe – Mike, with AI, who knows? You talked to some AI lady yesterday, and you were so ecstatic that you got great customer service.
I talked to some people from Delta today because a lot of airport people live by me. They think she was real,
okay.
Carl. Don't ruin this. Lena got me upgraded to first class.
So you even remember her first name?
Yes.
Lena.
This is Nina. How can I help you?
Yes.
All I was thinking at the time was like the St. Pauli girl with like the pigtails and the beer and the bustier thing. You know?
So you had a full fantasy going
on. In my mind. In my mind's eye. You know, it was visualizing. You know what I mean?
Really, like, it was great job, Liam. Yeah. Way to upsell him, Liam.
Right, exactly.
Lena, not Liam. How dare you? Now you're saying it was a person that was making a transition.
It was a dude.
How dare you? But no, but to Carl's point, just during the commercial break, I'm on my Facebook page. By the way, these algorithms, I was telling Carl real quick during the break, we have a friend of ours, he's single, so we can put his name on the street, but our buddy Don Mojito.
Yeah.
And when Tinder
and that's
was...
not his real name.
And when Tinder was really popping, and I don't know what kids... Whatever he's using these days...
Bumble.
God only knows.
Whatever.
I've never seen this man with anything less than an 11 and a half. But anyway, now anyone he may have dated or knows, now it shows up as a potential friend request on my Facebook. So every girl literally looks like Charlie's Angels. And it'll say like two mutual friends. And one is a guy in the liquor business and the other is Don. So she's either been a promotional person, you know what I mean, or just you know, either dated both these dudes. But just one more thing about AI. And as I was on Facebook and I'm just going through my phone, there's a video of a car chase on the 101 in Los Angeles, and it's all LAPD, and it's a chimpanzee riding an e-scooter. And it looks amazing. So I literally have to go.
You're watching it.
I've got to get on my computer and go, chimpanzee on e-scooter, police chase.
Not
fake.
Real. Not real.
No, not real. But to your point, these things happen every minute now.
They really do. So anyways, that's out there. We were just talking about taking pictures of celebrities, which was the conversation. Whether the picture is old, that's misleading. But yeah, I totally agree with you. And by the way, while we're talking about this, I know we're in Buffalo's Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick, I got to lower my voice.
Yes.
You remember when you'd be with your boys hanging out and you'd be like, where are all these women who, you would love to meet?
Yes.
And you could never meet any of them. And now you just go to the app. It's unbelievable.
We had some interns when we still had interns. We don't have interns anymore. I told these guys, you guys have no idea how easy you got it.
It's unbelievable.
Swipe right. I told you the first time I was aware of two things. The disconnect, thanks to the iPhone.
Because they're out there.
Because, right. But the disconnect, because you and I, in the old days, we said it. You'd have to go up to the bar. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Would you like to dance? Make a conversation. You'd have to throw a rap.
Yes.
You know, get
and
a phone number.
That might be a 2 or 3 week adventure. Right.
And you're at college. Get a phone number. Maybe your roommate answers. If it's back in high school, maybe your mom answers. Okay, that's a lot of roadblocks in your way. Now, guys, swipe right. We were down at Nikki Beach in Miami. It was a Dolphins weekend. This is like 15 years ago, and Becky and I had a bunch of friends, and it was a group of good-looking women, group of good-looking guys, and everybody's on their phone.
Everybody.
And, you know, again, you know, 20 years ago, everyone would be in the mix.
You'd be talking.
Not the way it works anymore.
Yeah, I know. I just, when you said that about Don Mojito, what's up, Don? It just made me think. Like, it's incredible. You would not be meeting these women out every time you went out. You would not meet women like
this. Last time we were out in Buckhead, and Don's like, we were at the club room at Chops, and Don's like, he puts his phone out. Oh, she's just right down the street.
Location.
She's at the St. Regis. How convenient. Yeah. I mean, it's you youngsters have no idea how easy you've got it. Technology.
All right. I just had to put that out there. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, coming up, we are going to talk more about the Falcons, obviously, as we build up to Monday Night Football. We'll find out also what this meeting was in 4th and 1 that the Eagles had. Now, if you haven't heard this, it wasn't a team meeting. Or at least that's what Saquon's saying. But they did have a little get-together with A.J. Brown. We'll tell you all about it on the way. Big O's back at the studio. Of course, Day-Day is here with us at Buffalo's Cafe, executive producing. We'd love to see you guys. We'll be out here until 6. Let's get to our daily download.
Story number one.
Sorry, Mike. I was taken back. Somebody had sent me a link there. I can't go there, sir. I apologize.
Some new
I got caught off guard. Damn.
No, I mean, like I said.
He was like, Dukes, here you go, man. Stay out there. I'm like, yo.
We're talking about Don. Tinder. Tinder is so 2015. Like, oh, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever's out there.
Yeah, whatever the new
it's
is.
It's called ruinyourmarriedlife.com. Take half your stuff away.com.
Did you ever see that doc about, what was the damn thing where the married? Ashley Madison.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Have an affair.
When they got hacked?
Half the world got compromised. Including that guy with his wife that were doing all those homemade videos.
I know. All right. Stop. Don't send me any links. All right. With that said, Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at Atkins Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. I want to start with the Raheem Morris. He was talking about, of course, coming off this bye week, but more importantly, everybody's concerned about how you contain Josh Allen. Here's what Ross had to say about him.
Including this building, they talk about playing the second play, you know, and you got to be able to play the second play. Like when it starts right away, once he starts moving around, his head doesn't go down and look to run right away. His head is always down the field, ready to throw. He put a great one on tape the other night. I know you guys were watching as he's able to step up in the pocket and absolutely rip a dime. That's what he does. So you got to cover longer than you normally would when you play a guy like that. You know, he's not the first person to present that challenge in his league. And you know, I can remember with Cam Newton when he first got in the league and how dangerous he was. And now you're seeing it at a even higher levels with all of these guys. So, like, you know, they all present that challenge. Last night, Patrick showed it. All these guys show it. You know, and he's one of the best doing it.
It's a great point. The second play. It's not what you are defending. It's what you can't defend or what you have to adjust to while the play is developing. That is where Josh is really good, and he's right. He's not just lowering his head like some fool back in the 80s.
No.
His head is up. He's looking down the field, and as soon as those DBs go, I'm coming to get you, right over their head, 20-yard gain, first down, move the chains.
Right, and he got more and more accurate. Now, I know that Brian Daboll is a work in progress. He may or may not survive in New York. I think he maybe has his quarterback with Jackson Dart. But remember, you and I talked about when Carson Wentz came out of Wyoming. Like, this guy's accuracy is crap. He's not even at 60%.
True.
He got better and better. That's the thing. I know that Cam always felt he's underappreciated, the forgotten Cam. But Cam was that guy. Physically, he's a great comp. Problem with Cam is the inconsistency with the accuracy. He could hit the 60-yard – laser that he'd miss a dump-off pass, you know. But Josh Allen improved all that, because Josh would do the same thing. So Josh has that combination of accuracy. Imagine if he had some of the elite wide receivers. You know, nothing against Keon Coleman or what he's got there, but they don't really have those, you know, no. star players. It's the same kind of situation Patrick Mahomes kind of finds himself in.
It's true. If he had a real number one, that team looks completely
different. He had it. It went sideways with Stephon Diggs.
Did you see that meme where Stephon Diggs is looking at him cross-eyed as they're on the field the other night? They're passing each other, and Stephon Diggs, it looked like, I know you screwed me. Stephon Diggs is passing him.
Diggs, if you didn't see it before the game, they caught some of it on ESPN. He was literally going full Iron Sheik on Buffalo. Buffalo, bleh, ha, puh. New England, number one. Buffalo, ha, puh.
Yeah, no doubt. Here is Caden Ellis, man, talking about the same thing with Josh Allen, because he's going to have to bring this guy to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's so good, and he's, you know, everybody sees the talent, the throws, the athleticism, you know, shaking off defenders, running, all the things that he does great. But he's also very cerebral. He's very good at using his cadence. He's very good at using the entire play clock. He gets to the ball fast enough that, you know, he can go through all of his checks and still give you a cadence, try to get you to show what you're going to do. And then he makes adjustments necessary. So he's a very cerebral player. So it'll be fun, not only, you know, getting to play him physically and, you know, go against his talent that everybody sees, but also the mental side of the game. It'll be a fun challenge.
It is going to be.
Caden's carved out of wood, but if he doesn't, you know, tackle right, he'll be going for a sleigh ride with Josh Allen.
It's true.
He'll field turf sleigh ride.
He will carry him.
And the same goes for Divine Diablo, who's kind of an oversized safety.
No. Divine Diablo.
We got to do that tomorrow. We'll be out at Falcons with Coach Ra. It always gets a chuckle out of Raheem Morris when we say it. But that's where maybe Jalen Walker is that dude. As Archer said, you know, Jalen Walker is almost looking at a slightly bigger version of himself when he sees Josh Allen.
He is, man. He's a big dude. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
I don't know if this is going to be the norm in this new college football world, but Stanford football received a $50 million gift from a former player. Now, it's funny because dog fans, you're like, we got all these guys in the league. I mean, right. Couldn't they all chip in and maybe, you know, break off Kirby a little bit? Mike, they're saying it's a former player. This is not a donation to build a building or put his name on it.
It's going strictly to the football program for football.
$50 million. Stanford needs it, but I will tell you a quick story. When Andrew Luck, who's their general manager, met him in eighth grade. He was in eighth grade. I know his dad really well. And as they were going through the recruiting process, he's in Texas. He played quarterback there in Houston. And Texas wanted him. Everybody wanted him. And when he made a decision to go to Stanford, I remember talking to him, and he was like, yeah, you know, they convinced me. This is a lifetime decision.
Right.
You go to Stanford, sort of like going to Georgia Tech, right? You're going to work forever. The connections you have.
It's like the Ivy League vibe.
It is.
A secret handshake for the rest of your life.
And he said, you know, I kept thinking about the 4 years of going from here to the NFL. And they were like, what about the next 50? That's what this is. I don't know who this player is, but that's exactly what this is.
You and I were just talking off the air. I mean, if I had to do my Spidey sense investigative theory, it's likely a guy that was a role player at Stanford, but that later got into tech and is right down the street in Silicon Valley and made his fortune and kicked it back to the Cardinal. As they say, the farm, which is right up the road from Silicon Valley. So that would be my intuition on where this came from.
I totally agree. And like, I'm joking about the dogs, because even for all the dogs who are super successful, they're not breaking off $50 million like this. To Mike's point, this is something – somebody's fun. Somewhere, this is something completely different, even if all those guys chipped in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's a lot of money, man.
Just got it from our buddy Andy, Stanford philanthropist and former trustee Bradford M. Freeman, Stanford 64. So class of 64.
Has money.
So this guy's got some money.
Deep pockets.
And he gave the $50 million gift benefit. He was the honorary captain for their win over USC back in 2009. So somebody did some a deep dive in the Bay Area. So that's the man. That's the mystery man with the loot.
All right, man. Coming up, we got more Falcons conversation. We got to talk about Brian Snicker. The Braves have their managerial job that's open. Where are they going to go with it?
They don't have a short list before all this went down when Snicker made his call?
Well, I think I don't know, but the general manager is saying he didn't, Mike. Let's talk about it when we come back on Dukes and Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.